Pralaya payoti chale trittavan asivedam. So this one, huh? So we got all together. Slowly, not too fast. Pralaya payoti chale trittavan asivedam. Vihitava hitra charitram aketam. Keshava krita mina sarira chaya chakati sahare. Shittir iha vipulatare tishtati tava prishte. Harani tarana kina chakra kadishte. Keshava krita kurma sarira Aya Jagadisha Hare Vasati Dasana Sikare Dharani Tavalakna Sashini Kalanka Kaleva Nimagna Keshavadrita Sukara Rupa Aya Jagadisha Hare Kara kamala vare nakaram akuta shringam Dalita hiranya kashipu tanu bringam Keshavadrita nanahari rupa Jayajagadisha hare Shalayasi vikrama nepalim akuta vamana Adana kanira janita jana pavana Keshavadrita vamana rupa Chaya jagadisha hare Chapriya rudhira maye chakat apagata papam Snapayasi payasi samita bhava chakam Keshavadrita Bhrigupati Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Ditarisi Dikshurane Dikpati Kamaniyam Dasamukha Malibalim Ramaniyam Keshavadrita Rama Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Rahasi Vapushi Vishade Vasanam Jaladabham Arahati Viti Milita Yamunabham Keshavadrita Haladara Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Nindasi yagya vide ahaha shruti chatam Sadaya ridaya dashita pashukatam Keshavadrita kuda sharira Jaya jagadisha hare Lechani bahani dhane nakala siddha No, again. Lecha nivahani dhane kalaya sikaravavam Tuma ketu hiva kimapi karalam Keshavadrita kalki sharira Daya jagadisha hare Sijaya deva kaveri damuditam utaram Srinu Sukadam Supadam Bhavasaram Keshavadrita Dasarita Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Vedam Udharate Chakanti Vahate Bhugolam Putti Prate Yandarayate Palinchayam Chatrachayam Kurvate Palastyam Jayate Amalam Palayate Karunyam Akangate chambu chayate dasa kriti krite krishnaya dupyam namaha eshavadrita kasavita rupa tishahare eshavadrita kasavita rupa Jai Jagadishahare Jai Jagadishahare Jai Jagadishahare Jai Jagadishahare Jai Jagadishahare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Ram
Ram Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare.
Continue from yesterday. Welcome. Second day. Avatar Katha. Sorry, I cannot ask questions today because time is a little short. Some of you will be happy. Some. And the yogi maybe is unhappy. But what you know, the Tao. Yogi, what you note down as the best what you heard yesterday of your notes. Can you come a little more near? Don't be afraid. Can I come more near with the chairs? So we have a more circle, you know? Because if we have more circle, then that will be more funny. Because we had a nice circle this morning already. 2 hours, you know, and this was very funny. So I also want to invite you to the inside circle of the Avatar Club. Yeah, the Avatar Club, you agree? Okay, so topic is Avatar only. No village talk that we heard this morning. No. So Yogi, what is the best what you learned in the school yesterday? Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam.
You mentioned that 22 avatars are enumerated.
What?
You mentioned that 22
avatars. You don't have a second mic? You're sleeping? Yoga Nidra time is over. Avatar Katana. Avatar is awakening from the Yoga Nidra.
You have mentioned that in the first canto of Bhagavatam we have a list of 22 avatars.
Yeah.
You mentioned Narada Muni. You mentioned Narada Muni.
Can you keep the mic a little away, maybe it's better sound?
Or oh, yes.
Can
you mention like this?
Yeah.
You mentioned
you know some of them? You know that they're all done?
You
were fast enough in writing?
I don't remember that you mentioned all of them.
I mentioned all of them. Sorry to say.
Maybe
all 22. Yeah, that's a possibility because you had a time off as well in the class. At least for 5 minutes. Not in Brahma's time, fortunately.
We had five earlier. We had a flight from Zurich.
Yeah, I know. It's excused yesterday, but today we have today. So it's 22. And then, that's the best what you learned.
One of the best. And I also like 10 topics of Bhagavatam you mentioned.
Okay.
10 main topics of Bhagavatam.
Okay.
Sarga, Visarga as well.
And so, up to? What's that? 10?
Making shelter.
Ashraya.
Ashraya.
And who is Ashraya? Who is the Ashraya Tattva? To whom we are taking shelter. Who is the Ashraya means the person to whom to take shelter. The supreme
one,
shelter.
And one who is the source of all incarnations.
Yeah, who is that?
Krishna Supamasya.
Huh?
Krishna Supamasya.
Yeah. And what is that for his name? Because he's the source of all incarnation, he has a special name. Right, sir. What is it? Yes. 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 Yes, this is the. No, what is his name?
Avatari.
Not Avatari. Avatari in long E. Okay. That's Krishna. It's Avatari. Therefore, he's actually not, technically, he doesn't belong to the list of avatars. Because he's Avatari. He's the origin. He's the original candle. Huh? You remember that? From Brahma Samhita? There are many, many candles, a row of candles, like Christmas time. We also know the Christmas tree, you know, and there are many candles, at least originally. Nowadays everything is electronical, because one is afraid, you know, that the tree will start to burn. But it's not so romantic. The candle, you know, it's still not replaceable to by electronical. It's more the warm, you know, you can smell it. You can feel the warmth. You can even burn some of the branches of the, of this needle tree, and it smells very beautiful. So electrical thing cannot replace the candle. So Krishna is the original candle. There's a row of candles. We don't have light in the beginning, but Krishna gives the light to all of them. So ultimately, if you see, let's say 10 candles, which one is more bright? What? All the same, yes. Proper answer. Okay, the 6. Or a 5, what do you have here? 1 or 5 or 6?
5.
In Switzerland we have 6. Still today also. Huh? Ambika? Six, no?
Five.
In Switzerland, in the school, what do you give the best note to the children? Six, yeah? Six in Switzerland. Here?
Five
is the best. We have one less than in Switzerland. That we never can compete. So, anyway, that's a joke. So the one original candle is Krishna, and all other candles getting light from that original. So that means ultimately we cannot make a distinction between one avatar and another, and Krishna. The only difference is that Krishna is in original, and he is a Purna Bhagavan. That's important thing to note down. Purna Bhagavan. That means Purna means complete. That means he's a complete Bhagavan. That means with all six opulences. In full. Sat Aishvarya Purna. That means six opulences are fully in Krishna. Now I may ask somebody of you, who can I ask? Who knows the six opulences by heart? You know? Oh, no, either you know all six, or five, or three, or two, or one. Who knows all six opulences? Deva? Prabhu?
Can I say in the creation?
Yeah, I understand. I understand the vibration. Tell it. Give him mic. Deva Prabhu, mic.
It's snaga, power, slava, fame, ljepota, beauty, odvojenost,
renunciation. Yeah. Detach, actually, exactly, detachment. Vairagya. Raga means attachment, and vairagya means detachment. It's not renunciation.
Okay.
It's a detachment.
Detachment.
That means Krishna is origin, he does so many things, but he's not attached.
Yeah.
He has so many energies, but he's not attached to anything. This is my energy. Only for me. He shares it with everyone, with all the living entities.
Okay, and then it's bogatstvo,
belt,
and znanje, knowledge.
Yes. Actually, ja means in this connection awareness. Awareness means he knows everything and is aware about everything in every nook and corner. In his energy, in the material and in the spiritual world. That's stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhava mataksava pravatate iti matva bachante mam buddhavava samamita. Krishna tells, I am the origin of everything, the material and the spiritual world. Everything emanates from me. And the wise man, those who are Buddha, Buddha Bhava. Buddha means intelligent. In Gandhi, Buddha. Buddha Bhava. Those who are Buddha Bhava, who are intelligent, that means the sages, they understand this truth. That Krishna is origin of the spiritual and material world. Hamsa Vasya, Prabhava. Sarvasya means everything. Everything comes from him. And as Maharaj mentioned this morning on the class, it's very important that we are convinced about that Krishna is the original source, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, sarva karana karanam. Because if we have a lack in faith of Krishna, Krishna is the Supreme God, and that we are his eternal servants, we cannot develop our attachments to him. And we cannot develop a relationship with each other of the members of the devotees. Why people meeting in clubs? or in certain institutions. Why they're joining? Because everyone has the same interest. They have the same interest. Ekadasi, you understand? They have the same goals and aspiration and inspiration. And therefore they like to associate with each other, to speak about this topic, to encourage and enthuse each other in this faith, to deepen in it. And in this way, as Krishna says, machita matkata prana bodhayantas parasparam katayantas samam nitya tusyanti charamanti cha. When my devotees come together, in general, with exception, they speak about Krishna. They speak about devotional service. How to enthuse each other's faith and encouraging each other in service, in seva towards Krishna. Therefore, when the devotees come together, they feel very happy. And they show this happiness in many different forms. Some moving with the lips, some they're showing the teeth, some they laugh very loudly, some are all on the ground. So there's different laughter. Everyone likes to laugh. In the spiritual world is also laughter. Actually, the original laughter comes from the spiritual world. It's called Hasya Ras. Hasya Ras. Hasya means laughter. It's one of the seven rasa, secondary rasas, in relation to Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. That's Hasya Ras. As a support to these rasas. Therefore, everyone likes to laugh. No, you're not the only ones here in Serbia who like laughter. Creation, whatever. Everyone likes to laugh, but they laugh in relation to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this way, the devotees, our people, will come together to hear and to chant and speak about Krishna. Then they will become very happy. They become very satisfied, and Dushyanti and Ramanti. So that is the result of coming together. That is the meaning why to come together. And such a kind of coming together is called Ishtagosti. You've maybe heard about that. Many times in temples they say, now we have an Ishtagosti. But what you see, only one accusation after the other, blaming, and in the end, everyone is becoming angry and shouting at each other. And like in political parties, I don't know in your country, if you also experience political parties that come together to try to come to a common understanding, but they don't come to the common understanding because everyone has different interests. Because the interest is not the same. So ultimately everyone is shouting at each other and they even go out of the room. Cursing and blasting the different parties. Actually the meaning of Ishtagosti means, mostly means association. People coming together to speak about Ishta. What is Ishta? Ishta is the Lord in the heart, or the Lord of what, whom you worship, to whom you have faith. About Advaita Acharya, and when Lord Chaitanya appeared, he called Advaita Acharya, "Where is Nada?" Nada is not the name of Advaita Acharya. "Where is his Nada? He was calling me to descend as an avatar. Where is he now?" Can you imagine? Somebody invites you on the planet, in your home. You send an invitation, you're calling out name of the Lord, please descend. Only you can do something in this world to bring peace and harmony and establish pure religion, love and devotion to yourself. Only you can do that. And you invite him, and then he comes, and you are not the guest giver, the inviter is not there. He's not there. You're inviting somebody and you who invite the important guest is not there. big offense. So Lord Chaitanya said, where is this Nanda? He's calling me. I was sleeping peacefully on Svetadvip. And then he's there, and I rest there, and I'm coming now. I came down just because of him. He's called. So he called Ramai. Ramai Pandit, the brother of Shiva's Pandit. And they're four brothers. So Ramai was one brother. So Lord Chaitanya called Ramai. Please go find out this Nada, this Advaita Acharya. Where is he? He should come. Tell him. The person to whom he was calling, the person for whom he performed tapasya, the person whom he was crying for, and performed all these different activities, that person appeared now in this land. Please come immediately with your whole family and do puja. Receive the guest. If the guest appears, you have to do a puja. Especially if the Lord appears as the guest in your house. But if a sadhu appears in your house, you have to do puja. You do argya. You do archman. You're greeting him with nice receiving words, greeting words. You're offering him some palatable dishes to eat and ask him maybe you like to take a rest and how I can make it comfortable for you because you have a long journey behind you. You're not impersonalist. God is a person. And even God is not coming just purposelessly to this world. You should not think, oh, why avatar has to come to this world? Why has to come? He lost something? Something missing in the Vaikuntha? In the spiritual world? Where there is no anxiety? No old age? No disease? No death? No sickness? No disease? My God has to come to the world of Kunta? Where everything is temporary. Birth, old age, and disease, and death is taking place constantly, all the time. My God has to come to such a world. He needs misery. Maharaj called this morning. We want to be happy, no? We don't want to be miserable. And Prabhupada asked, you know, you want to be happy? The devotees wanted to reply. I want to be happy. Only one of many devotees thought, I want to be happy. Prabhupada said, yeah, at least one understood. Because that's why Prabhupada came. That's why avatar comes. To make people happy. Especially, you cannot make everyone happy. Because there's always an opposition. Because we live in the world of the duality, of the world, there's always light and darkness. There's good and there's bad. There's people who come together and there's some opposition. So it's natural. It's an up and the down. It's the duality. God is not in the duality. Avatar is not in duality. He's always in the transcendental position above the material creation. Above the guna. There are three gunas. Kama guna, Raja guna, and Sattva guna. So the Lord is above. Therefore he's known. Yer guna. Bhagavan, the Lord, Supreme Lord, is Yer guna. That's also an important word that you have to write down and keep in mind. It's nirguna. That means material gunas are not existing in him. Well, now the Mayavadi says, oh, just see, that's the proof. Bhagavan says he's nirguna. Scriptures, the Vedas say God is nirguna. Ishvara is nirguna. Brahman. That means he cannot be a personality. He has no gunas, because only gunas create a body. That means the Lord has no body. And sometimes the Vedas, they even approve this kind of mentality and say, Yeah, God has no eyes, he has no mouth, he has no ears, he has no hands, and he has no legs. So how do you understand that? So Sveta Svarupanishadhan and says that, but although he has no eyes, he sees everything. He sees everything what we are doing, even that what we are hiding in our deepest self. He sees. That means he has no material eyes. His eyes are spiritual. They are all penetrating. Everyone knows everything. He can see everything. He has no ears. Oh, Prabhu, good. I will give you Veda, Shruti, give you information. But he hears everything, even that word that he didn't spoke out. That means your innermost prayer, even if you don't speak it out loudly, the Lord hears. So, and you, there's even a, there's a, how say, a local joke book, maybe you heard about that. It's an Iskcon joke book. And there's a story of loud kirtan is going on. Everyone was screaming out of the last part of their lungs. Up here, so loud. And then there's a child, the boy, he asks, he speaks, he goes to the father after the kirtan. So why they chanted so loud? Why they have to scream so loud, you know? I always thought, you know, the Lord is very near. So they think he will not hear them. So the Lord, he can hear everything, although he is far away, but at the same time, he is also the nearest. Therefore, he also hears everything. He has actually thousands of ears. And he can, even with one ear, he can hear everything. He can see everything. Veda said he has no mouth, but still he can eat all the offerings of the devotees offered to him in Yajna. He has no hands, he can take all the offerings, everything. Like Brahma, Prabhupada often told his father, when he was a small boy, his father always told him, you know, Krishna, his 1,000 hands. So if he wants to give you something with his 1,000 hands, how much you can accept? And if he wants to take something to you, from you with 1,000 hands, how much you can keep back? So that means Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his hands are everywhere and he can take. Like there was one time a devotee. He went to the like we also sometimes make an endeavor not to go to the Jagannath temple to enter. Maybe we think I'm proud enough now because I was on the seaside and I got enough color, you know. And then he maybe let me in the temple. But then there was one person also. He was actually an outcast. Because only Hindus can enter. Only those who follow the Vedic system of Varna and Ashrama. So they didn't let the guards stop him. He cannot enter. They had sticks, you know, cans, beating him. You know, they had to stay for hours. Cannot enter the temple. But you know, this devotee, he made a whole offering. He was actually a devotee of Lord Jagannath. And he made a whole offering of mangoes. He brought a whole basket full of mangoes grown in his garden. From far away he came to bring this offering to Lord Jagannath. So the guard stopped him. You know what happened? Suddenly, you know, all these mangoes from the basket disappeared. The basket was empty. The guards were looking what happened with all these mangoes. What happened with the mangoes? And then they went inside. And then they saw Lord Jagannath's mouth was full of mango. That means he was accepting the offering because that personality is very famous in Orissa. He's a great saint now. Who came, the person who was an outcast, who came, was actually the devotee of Lord Jagannath when he brought him mango. And the Lord accepted it. With his invisible hands he came and he took everything. That's the Supreme Lord. He has a body and he also has legs. That's described in the Rishu Parishad. Although he has no legs, he's faster than the wind and the mind. He's faster. He's everywhere at the same time. So this is the all-powerful Lord. Therefore the avatar actually doesn't have to appear. He only looks that he appears. He only appears in front of our eyes, although he's already there, because he's the Purusha within our hearts. He's here, but we cannot see him with our material eyes. The atheist and the impersonalist, they decry him. They reject him, they say he's not personal. Is in person, is Brahman. So to prove to the world and not that the God is a person, therefore the avatar is coming. Therefore Lord Chaitanya came. Therefore Advaita Acharya, he called Lord Chaitanya down. And Ramai Pandit, he went to Advaita Acharya's house and told him, the Lord of your heart, the Lord for whom you were crying, the Lord to whom you were praying, the Lord whom you were worshipping and begging for to appear is now appeared and he is asking for you to come. So Advaita Acharya said, wait a moment. He actually inside he felt happy, but outside he thought, I have to check him first. I have to test, because he knew in the future and also in the past, many can come and say, I'm avatar. But who is actually not? So I will test that Lord. I will test if he is the Lord for whom I was calling. So he told to Ramai, you go to this Lord, Chaitanya, or Nimai Pandit, as he was known, the son of Nimai, the son of Sachi Mata. You go to him, but you don't tell him that I'm here. I will hide myself in Nandana Acharya's house. I will hide myself. And only if he knows where I'm hiding, then I will immediately come and I will do all the paraphernalias with the 16 upacharas and with all paraphernalia. I will do elaborate worship with my family together. He brought already Arctic place and everything, to do this worship. But he hid it in Nandana Acharya's house. And then Lord Chaitanya, when Ramai came to Lord Chaitanya, he told, just tell this Advaita, this Nada, that I know where he is. He's hiding in Nandana Acharya's house. Just bring him here, he should not play game with me. And when Advaita Acharya heard about this news, he very happily came and did the puja, the worship to Lord Chaitanya. It's a famous picture. Where it's black and white, when Lord Chaitanya is sitting on Singhasan, and Advaita Acharya with a beard, with long hair, but not hippie, and with good behavior, brahminical personality, did the puja together with his wife, who was assisting him. Actually, wife means she assists the husband in his puja, in his service, in his devotional service. All the rotten things in your ears that we accumulated and that we cultivated since time immemorial becomes all cleansed out. Sometimes it's too much dirt in our ears. Then what you do? You go to the ear doctor. to make this
box.
No.
Box.
Cleaning out the ears, you know, with water. Sometimes very painful, very, because high force is put in. I went one time.
Oh.
It was very tough. Yeah. Because there's so much rotten things in the ear. And maybe blockades your ear. Yeah. So that has to be cleaned out. So all our rotten things become clear out by hearing about Krishna Katha or Avatar Katha. So about Anukata, the Voti Katha, in relation to Isha Katha, to Krishna and Krishna and his avatars. So first the ear has to be cleaned, and then when the ear is cleaned, then you can actually hear it. Same like our eyes. If the eyes are not clean, we cannot have proper eyesight. If the ears are not clean, we cannot hear properly. So how to hear? How to purify? By this medicine, by this rasayana of Krishna Katha, by seeing the Lord, the form of the Lord. Now we cannot have an excuse and say, oh sorry, I have no eyesight now to see God. I have no ears to see him. I'm too tired, you know, to the temple, you know, to use my legs to walk there. But the sages of Naimisharanya or Shukadeva Goswami said, or Bhagavatam says, second canto, also have eyes, but don't see the form of the Lord. What kinds of eyes they are? Like the plumes of the peacock feather. Look very beautiful. Huh? Peacock feather, eye. It also looks like an eye. But can this eye see?
No.
No, it's blind. Useless. It looks beautiful, but cannot see himself. It cannot look. Huh? Ears, who cannot hear about Krishna Katha. What are his? The holes of snake. Snakes are taking shelter in it. A nose who is not smelling tulasi leaves and flowers offered to the Lord. What kind of nose is that? Huh? Useless nose. Legs but are not used to go to the temple. It's like trees. These are very nice legs. Sometimes we cultivate legs so much that they look very nice and strong. Yeah. But the trees also have very nice legs and they can stay for hundreds and thousands of years. Yeah. But they don't move. What's the use if you cultivate gold jeans and training, muscle training with them? But we are too lazy to go to the temple with it. Same with the arms. Same with the tongue. The tongue is not used to vibrate Krishna now. What is it? Quack, 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 quack. It's like the quacking of the frog. And what will happen? Who will hear that quacking? The snake of time will come. Because the snake goes according to vibration. And he hears the vibration of the quacking of the frog. And then he finds out where he is. And then goes and kills him. Swallows him. Finish quacking. And good meal for the snake. Snake is the time, Kala. So if we are therefore not using our vibration, tongue and eyes and ears and body in the service of Krishna and in associating with the devotees to hear and chant about Krishna, it is just diminishing our life. And also my time of lecture. Is the speaker, next speaker ready? I heard he's maybe not here. Because then I have 1.5 hour more to speak.
He's here.
He's here?
Yeah.
He's waiting?
Yeah.
Okay. I only read this one sentence more and then I'm finished, okay? I will not extend. Unfortunately, Otherwise, I could speak until 3:30 or 4. The time factor, Kala. That's also an incarnation of the Lord. Kala. The appearing Kurukshetra. And also diminishes, taking away our time of classes. It's not always auspicious. Sometimes auspicious, sometimes not auspicious. Always brings the nice thing of time, Kala, is it brings us every day more near to Krishna. Although he's so near already, but it brings us definitely more near to him. Hopefully, if we remain connected in it. So hearing of their activities counteracts all full matters accumulated in the ear. These pastimes are pleasing to hear. It's very pleasing if the ear is purified. And even if it is not purified, they have to drain it. It's like a medicine. Like Rupa Goswami says, you have jaundice disease. If you have somebody who has jaundice disease, if you try to eat sweets, how it tastes? Somebody of you had jaundice one time? Yeah. How it tastes, sugar? Sweet? Bitter. Yeah. And what you did? That it become tasty again?
Sugar cane.
So you eat sugar cane. And as soon you taste the sweetness, then you know. What do you know about that? You're cured.
Yeah.
That means the jaundice is gone. So the same thing you have to take. Krishna Tata is Madhurya. It's sweet. But we cannot taste this sweetness because of our layers of jaundice on the tongue, coming from liver. So that's the problem. And it's not an excuse. Oh, sorry, I cannot hear Krishna Katha participate. I cannot go and see the temple, the deities in the temple. I cannot see the Lord in the temple because I don't have proper eyesight to see. Still we have to do it because it's a cultivation, it's a sadhana, and by this sadhana purification takes place, and then when the senses become purified, ear, eyes, tongue become spiritualized, then we can taste Krishna, we can see Krishna, we can speak with Krishna, we can associate with Krishna, we can hear about Krishna and feel great joy, not boring and sleeping and thinking about this next what can come in my stomach. Hopefully not concrete or betonized, but Krishna Katha. So the Krishna Katha is a rasayana, it's our only nourishment ultimately. Like I remember in Lokanath Swami, our Lokanath Swami, ISKCON Guru, and Prabhupada disciple. He's a great kirtan singer and parikrama leader and kirtan leader. So then he goes out with the devotees of kirtan. And the devotees become tired and tired. And when is the feast? When is prasadam? When is the halava? And Lokanath Goswami says, kirtan is our prasad. Kirtan is the prasad. Because if you cannot relish kirtan as prasad, what kind of prasadam you're eating? Of course, prasadam is the minimum that we should appreciate in form of food. But this is anamaya. This is another topic. It's only the taste of the eating process. But this is the lowest level of consciousness. The highest level is anandamaya abhyasad. That's the highest level, anandamaya. And the Bhagavatam and the Avatar Katha brings us to the level of anandamaya. Abhyasat, to relish Ananda, Anandamaya. Why? We don't have, Parangapriya. Ananda Maya is not in our heart. It's not possible for the living entity to do relish Ananda Maya on his own, because we don't have it. So how to get it? By connecting with Ananda Maya Purusha, with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he's full of sweetness, full of Ananda Maya. So if you connect with him, somehow or other, Krishna says, somehow or other, Bhagavatam says, somehow or other, we should hear, chant, and meditate about Krishna, or about his avatars, and that will bring the change in the heart. Then the sweetness will appear. You cannot create it on his own, we have to only follow the process, the technique, the technology. You have to follow it. And if you accept it, if you have this faith in it, that's all. Everything else is already arranged. We don't have to imagine something. We don't have to create something. It's everything already there. It's given already. More an avatar and a spiritual master and acharya cannot do. They can only give us the process, show it by their own example, but then the rest is in our hand that we follow and practice and apply it in our heart as a daily sadhana. So that's what it's foolish machine always turns off here. Not foolish, but the time, like also kala. This pastime, Brahma says, these pastimes are pleasing to hear and are to be relished. Therefore, they are in my heart. They are in my heart, he says. Therefore, I can narrate about it. Therefore, I can speak about it, because there's not something far away. They're in my heart. Therefore, the speaker who speaks about Krishna has to have Krishna in the heart. Because if this Krishna realization is not in the heart, in our consciousness, what do you want to speak? You just repeat something like a parrot. But that's not the taste. That's not changing the public's heart. It has to be come from inside. Not from nothingness, from inside, by the dictation of the Lord. Therefore, Prabhupada told, I didn't write these books myself. Krishna dictated it to me. From where? He dictated. Within his heart. But Krishna is, because Krishna is always with the devotee. With his pure devotee. He's not separated. So he dictates him. He guides him. And that's ultimately all. If we turn our face to Krishna, the two birds in the tree, one is witnessing, the other one enjoying the fruits, but as soon as we give up this enjoying spirit and turn our face to the witness in the heart, to the bird who is blessing us and coming, then everything else goes automatically. That's all that we have to do. Just give our attention to Krishna by hearing, speaking, remembering him, and serving him. I'm stopping here. Not much of the topic now for now. If you are more curious about different avatars, tomorrow is another opportunity. Hare Krishna.